an organization that has brought a big change, a great revolution. Nearly 1,500 Jamiatul Madina, more than 500,000 students, created such a digital madrasa that might not have a comparison anywhere in the world. Darul Madina College has also been established. Darul Madina University has also begun in Islamabad. Dawateislami.net is currently the most active religious website in the world. On almost 6 satellites, this is perhaps the biggest Islamic channel aired all over the world. No religious organization has such a huge social media department as Dawateislami has. Within 5 years, what FDRF has accomplished is being recognized worldwide. The time when COVID arrived, there was the shortage of blood for children suffering from thalassemia. Billions of rupees were donated for flood relief. Billions of rupees in aid were provided for the Muslims of Turkey and Syria. Dear viewers, this is your Dawat-e-Islami, and this is the blessing of a great man by the blessing of whose sincerity the Lord showered such mercy that right before the eyes, this work within 43 years reached every corner of the world. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, let's talk about an organization that has brought an incredible change into the lives of millions of people and caused a tremendous transformation. And what was that change? People started following the path of Allah Almighty and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They became regular in prayers, their faith became stronger, and they continued progressing towards religious activities. Alhamdulillah, due to the blessings of this very organization, thousands of non-Muslims have embraced Islam. Many who did not offer salah have become regular in prayers. Many disobedient children have become obedient to their parents. Many who were far from Islamic knowledge have now become scholars. Those who did not know how to recite the Holy Quran have become Hufaz of the Holy Quran. Those who perhaps did not even pray once a day have now become Imams of Masajid. A big change, a great revolution, a major transformation has taken place. I am referring to the organization whose name is Dawat Islami. Today, let's talk about Dawat Islami. Dawat Islami started approximately 43 years ago in 1981 in a small area of Karachi. A few people came together and began this organization, and subhanallah, before long, there is no corner of the world, no region in the world where the message of Dawat Islami has not reached. Alhamdulillah, people passionately love Dawat Islami, and this is the blessing of a great man by the blessing of whose sincerity and intention, because his intention was, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Allah Almighty granted such brilliance, Allah Almighty granted such rise, and the Lord showered such mercy that right before the eyes, this work within 43 years reached every corner of the world. Who is that great man? He is none other than Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahle Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Abu Bilal Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri. Subhanallah, Allah Almighty has granted such an impact to his speech that people continue to act upon his words and lives are continuously changing. Viewers, when Dawat Islami started, first congregations were started, local congregations, then provincial congregations, national congregations, and then international congregations started. And alhamdulillah, hundreds of thousands of people continued attending these congregations. And by the mercy of Allah Almighty, this group kept moving forward. Viewers, after that, the system of kafilas was initiated. And then something amazing happened. Kafilas started traveling for 3 days, 12 days, 30 days, and even for 12 months. And subhanallah, not only within Pakistan, but beyond Pakistan, city to city, village to village, these kafilas went and did a wonderful job. And alhamdulillah, this practice continues even today. Would you like to know how many people travel in these kafilas of Dawat Islami? Amazingly, millions and millions of devotees of the Prophet, yes, hundreds of thousands of devotees of the Prophet travel in these kafilas and feel an improvement in their lives, experiencing a remarkable transformation. In fact, I would also suggest that you travel in a kafila at least once. You will feel yourself spiritually uplifted and witness an increase in your spirituality.
Qafile mein chalo.
Viewers, along with this, Daawat Islami followers were given an amazing task, which we call pious deeds. This is a beautiful system of self-accountability, a way to check for ourselves how our actions are and how we are living our lives. Sheikh Tariqat Amiri Ahali Sunnat introduced a remarkable booklet named Pious Deeds. There are 72 pious deeds for Islamic brothers and 63 pious deeds for Islamic sisters. Then many categories were created, separate ones for children and special ones for disabled devotees of the Prophet. And in this way, the system kept expanding. A mobile application has also been developed. So now, without the booklet, you can digitally assess your deeds. And as you continue reviewing yourself, you will begin to notice a difference in your life and your actions.
Did you make good intentions? Did you offer all five prayers in congregation? Did you lower your gaze, avoiding inappropriate glances? Did you control your anger? Did you speak politely with respect? Did you say salam to Muslims? Did you avoid lying, backbiting, and talebearing? Did you pay off your debt on time? Did you follow traffic rules? Did you respect your parents?
Viewers, now let's talk about the department that produces scholars. Dawat-e-Islami has such a department where scholars are prepared. This is a department that no amount of praise would be enough for. And subhanallah, its name is Jamiatul Madina. And Jamiatul Madina is not just in Pakistan. Rather, it is spreading its blessings in many countries around the world. And the amazing thing is that education is provided according to each country. For Urdu speakers, Dars-e-Nidami, being taught in Urdu. For English speakers, Dars-e-Nidami, being conducted in English. For African language speakers, Dars-e-Nidami, is being taught in Swahili. And now Dars-e-Nidami has even started in European languages in Europe. The regional languages of Pakistan are also being taken into consideration. Alhamdulillah. Now let's tell you in which countries Dawat-e-Islami's Jamiat are present. The number of Jamiatul Madina's branches has now exceeded 1,500. It means there are more than 1,500 Islamic universities where scholars are produced. And subhanallah, these Jamiatul Madina are established in every corner of the world. The special thing in all these universities is that a large number of students receive accommodation, food and residence, all provided by Daawat Islami. And it's not just religious education. Alongside it, worldly education is also included. After the establishment of Kanzul Madaris Board, which was granted to us by the Federal Ministry of Educational Affairs, Alhamdulillah, students graduating from Jamiatul Madina are now awarded a double MA degree as well. Viewers, computer courses are also offered. Another beautiful department that is enhancing the skills of Jamiatul Madina's students is called SEP. In this department, various computer courses are taught according to the world's requirements, along with soft skills. In these nearly 1,500 Jamiatul Madina, approximately 1,31,000 students are currently studying. And subhanallah, so far, more than 34,000 boys and girls have completed Dars-e-Nidami, successfully finishing their Alim and Alima courses. Now let's move to another remarkable department of Dawat-e-Islami called Madarsatul Madina. Madarsatul Madina has truly done an outstanding job. The system of serving the Holy Quran that Dawat-e-Islami has established, I believe no other organization in the world has anything like it, because if we talk only about Madarsatul Madina, which has been established for both boys and girls all over the world, by the mercy of Allah Almighty, Dawat-e-Islami currently has more than 15,800 madaris. Viewers, I am not talking about the number of students. This is the number of branches. More than 15,800 madaris have been established by Dawat-e-Islami around the world, and subhanallah, the number of students in these madaris is more than 400,000. More than 400,000 students are studying here. And yes, whether it is Dars-e-Nidami in Jamiatul Madina or the Holy Quran being taught in Madarsatul Madina, all this education is completely free of charge. By the mercy of Allah Almighty, no fee is charged for this. You can imagine how big of a task it is to run this entire system for 500,000 students and cover their expenses free of charge. And you will be happy to know that so far, more than 500,000 students have completed Hifz and Nadra. So you can imagine how Daawat Islami is serving the Holy Quran on such a large scale. And yes, whenever we talk about a mudarsa, one thought that comes to mind is that a mudarsa is for children. Dawat Islami has made another innovation. This is a remarkable achievement by Dawat Islami because when older people are told that it is important to recite the Holy Quran correctly. Since we recite the Holy Quran in our prayers too, its proper pronunciation is essential. So the elderly people ask, now which madarsa should we go to? We have passed the age for a madarsa. To cover this excuse, Dawat Islami established the department. This madarsa was established specifically for adults and it has achieved incredible results. You will be amazed to know that currently more than 74,000, yes, more than 74,000 Madrasatul Madina Balighan are conducted. They are available for Islamic sisters as well as Islamic brothers. Islamic brothers and sisters worldwide are benefiting from them. They are held in masajid, markets and even in homes. Subhanallah, aged individuals come, they spend some time, correct their pronunciation and learn to recite the Holy Quran, and you will be happy to know that, alhamdulillah, over 400,000 students are currently studying in this program and no fee is charged for this either. So again, if you combine Jamiatul Madina, Mudrasatul Madina and Mudrasatul Madina for adults, the total number of students now approaches nearly 1 million. However, some people also say, sir, we cannot find time for madarsa because we come home late in the evening. We arrive late from work. Life is very busy and the masjid is far from our house. The people of Dawat Islami eliminate these excuses. The workers of Dawat Islami provide a service. With the passion for Quranic service, subhanallah, they have established another department, which is a remarkable innovation. Viewers, the world learned about work from home after COVID, but Dawat Islami created a digital madarsa in 2012 that might not have a comparison anywhere in the world. And alhamdulillah, it has been more than 12 years since then, and it is called Faizan Online Academy. What is it? It is a digital madarsa, an academy where you can learn to recite the Holy Quran from the comfort of your home according to your preferred time. And not just the Holy Quran, there are around 40 courses. You will be seeing the courses on the screen and watching the branches of Faizan Online Academy. Thousands of teachers come to the branches to teach online, and there are thousands whom we have given work from home opportunities. They have been given computers. Islamic brothers are teaching Islamic brothers, and Islamic sisters are teaching Islamic sisters from their homes. This is a remarkable department. This service is being provided in around 90 countries. And subhanallah, more than 24,000 students are currently studying. More than 40,000 students have benefited from these courses and completed their courses. Isn't that amazing? No matter how you want to learn the Holy Quran, Dawat Islami has the solution.
Faizan Online Academy, Faizan Online Academy. Learning Islam at your fingertips, fingertips. Learning Islam at your fingertips. Fingertips.
Fingertips. Fingertips. Viewers, a great need was being felt because one problem was that if children wanted to study in schools, they would move away from religion. And if they went to madaris to learn religion, they would move away from worldly education. Unfortunately, people preferred worldly education because they thought it offered a better future in the world. However, the truth is that religious education, the Quran and Hadith, should be given more preference and should be prioritized more. But Dawat Islami did something remarkable. It bridged this gap as well. An excellent combination was created and an Islamic English medium school structure was established where, in addition to religious education, worldly education is also provided in an excellent manner. Alhamdulillah. You will be pleased to know that in Pakistan and many other countries around the world, several branches of this Islamic school have been established, and I am referring to Darul Madina. Viewers, let's talk about the total numbers of Darul Madina. Darul Madina has 161 branches, and more than 36,000 students within Pakistan and abroad are receiving both religious and worldly education in an excellent manner. However, there are some who cannot afford high fees. So for them, low-budget schools have been established and they are named Faizan Islamic School. And this amazing system is running smoothly. By the mercy of Allah Almighty, we have almost 44 branches of Faizan Islamic School and around 8,000 students are studying in them. In many countries around the world, we have also started weekend schools. Yes, some children go to such educational institutions where religious education is not provided, but parents want that at least on Sundays. For one day, their children should be taught both religious and worldly education in an Islamic way. So this department named Faizan Weekend School has been established, and you will be happy to know that it has 55 branches, and by the mercy of Allah Almighty, 2,300 students have already enrolled in it. And this project continues to grow. By By the mercy of Allah Almighty, now Darul Madina College has also been established. And with the permission of the federal government of Pakistan, a charter has been obtained and the establishment of Darul Madina University has also begun in Islamabad. And this journey continues to move forward.
Dawati Islami has achieved another milestone in the field of education. The Higher Education Commission of Pakistan has approved the first campus of Darul Madina International University. This campus has four departments. 1. Department of Arabic. 2. Department of Islamic Studies. 3. Department of Management Science. 4. Department of Education. The address of this campus is Darul Madina International University, 11G Center, Islamabad.
So this is our Dawat Islami, which continues to advance in the field of worldly education along with religious education. Viewers, another remarkable department, subhanallah, the construction of masajid. This is an incredible act of virtue because we find in a hadith that whoever builds a masjid for the sake of Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty builds a house for him in paradise. Just think what a great virtue this is. In your neighborhood and in your countries, there must be many masajid whose builders would have now left this world, but prostrations will continue to be performed in them until judgment day. Azan will always be called, and they are receiving virtues and will keep receiving them. So why not engage in this good deed as well? Dawat Islami has a department called Khuddam al-Masajid wal-Madaris, and this department has achieved remarkable success. Would you like to know how many masajid have been built so far? Yes, more than 7,200 masajid have been constructed by Dawat Islami, both in Pakistan and abroad. And subhanallah, on a daily basis, the devotees of the Prophet come forward for masjid construction. They are making intentions to build masajid or offering lands for this purpose. Even now, thousands of plots are in possession of Dawat Islami where we are to start construction. So if you wish, you can also take part in this pious deed. Build masajid for yourself and your deceased ones, because we will leave this world, but masajid will remain and the virtues will continue to be granted.
Hum khub masajid ke liye karte rahe kaam. Hum khub masajid ke liye karte rahe kaam. Ya Rab ho ata jazba, rahmat teri hai aam. Ya Rab ho ata jazba, rahmat teri hai aam.
Viewers, now let's move on to another remarkable department of Dawat Islami, which is called Majlis-e-Khususi Islami Bhai. Viewers, this department has done remarkable work. Those grief-stricken Muslims who cannot see, speak or hear, sometimes even their own families do not care for them. But the preachers of Dawat Islami, who can see, speak and hear these devotees of the Prophet, completed proper courses, learned Braille language and learned sign language, and conveyed the message of Islam to these grief-stricken Muslims. And now thousands of vision-impaired, speech-impaired and hearing-impaired Islamic brothers, whom we refer to as special Islamic brothers, are connected with the environment of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, madaris are being established for them. Yes, madaris and Jamiatul Madina are being established for vision-impaired Islamic brothers. Many books, Quran translations and other resources are being prepared in Braille language for them, so that learning religion becomes easier for them as well. So come and contribute your part in serving these grief-stricken Muslims and attain their prayers.
कर दिया देखो जिसे निस्बत हुई उसको अनोखा कर दिया देखो उजाला ही उजाला ही उजाला कर दिया देखो इसी महान ने अदना को आला कर दिया देखो उजाला ही उजाला ही उजाला
Viewers, now let's talk about another remarkable department of Dawat Islami, Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat. Subhanallah, how can life be lived without scholars? A Muslim needs guidance at every step. And Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat is that department of Dawat Islami that not only provides answers to visitors in person, but also digitally, whether through emails, WhatsApp or websites. In fact, by conducting programs on Madani channel and social media, Muslims are given answers to their questions. On special occasions, special services are provided. Whether it is during Hajj, sacrifice or the month of Ramadan, when Muslims have more questions, our honorable scholars dedicate extra time and provide them with guidance. At present, how many branches of Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat are there in Pakistan, and how many questions are being answered in a year? Let us tell you about it. Viewers, at present, Dawood-e-Islami has around 20 branches of Darul Ifta Ahl-e-Sunnat across Pakistan. Alhamdulillah. You will be pleased to know that approximately 250,000 questions are answered in a year by Darul Ifta Ahl-e-Sunnat through various means. Do you also seek guidance from Honorable Muftis before proceeding in your life matters? If not, then you should definitely ask. Whether it is business, family matters, or inheritance issues, if there is guidance from scholars at every step, you will avoid mistakes and, inshallah, earn virtues. Viewers, it is the digital age, and in this era, IT plays a major role. Information technology has a significant role, and Dawood-e-Islami IT department is providing remarkable services. Now, people need applications or websites, and they are searching on them, and they want to obtain a lot of information digitally. The website of Dawood-e-Islami, dawoodeislami.net. I believe this is currently the most active religious website in the world. We receive reports that almost every month, people from around 180 countries visit this website and hundreds of thousands of devotees of the Prophet visit it. Thousands of books are being downloaded. People are also gaining a lot of religious guidance from this website. It is an amazing website and is available in multiple languages. If you have not visited dawoodeislami.net yet, you must visit it. You will be astonished to see how much is available on just one website. And yes, if we speak of applications, Dawood-e-Islami IT department is continuously providing us with amazing applications. You would be seeing some of these application icons on your screen. Millions of devotees of the Prophet have downloaded them. You should also benefit from these applications. And when you explore their features, you will be amazed. Whether you want to know prayer timings, determine the Qibla direction, correct your Quranic pronunciation from the comfort of your home, or manage your daily life in a better way, there is a lot in our applications. Come on, download these applications and benefit from them as well. Dear viewers, now this era is the era of media. And through media, the extent to which immodesty and wrong things are being spread is not hidden from anyone. But Dawood-e-Islami Digital Department, subhanallah, when it stepped into the world of media, it did wonders. Dawood-e-Islami made its own channel, whose name is Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah. Now it has been almost 16 years since Madani Channel of Dawood-e-Islami began. And in these 16 years, it has done amazing wonders. First, the channel started in the Urdu language, then it started in English, then it began in the Bengali language, and now through artificial intelligence, clips are being made in different languages. Dawood-e-Islami Arabic department is separate, which through media, whether it is digital media or print media, is conveying its message to the Arabic devotees of the Holy Prophet.
खराबियां हलाल हराम में सब इतने को भाषा ही नहीं समझते जब इतना सारा मतलब उजरत में वो रकम मिल रही है यार अब काहे को वोटी बात लगाते हो
whatever we enjoy in this world whatever we have in our possession all of this is the sadaqa of the most exalted rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam
যদি আপনার ঘরে মেহমান আসে তাকে অবশ্যই স্বাগতম জানানো উচিত মেহমানকে অভ্যর্থনা জানানো এটা মুস্তাহাব রাসুল পাক সাল্লাল্লাহু তাআলা আলাইহি ওয়া আলিহি ওয়াসাল্লাম তার নিকটে আগত মেহমানদের স্বাগত জানাতেন
শাকাউনা ইলা রাসূলিল্লাহ সাল্লাল্লাহু আলাইহি ওয়াসাল্লাম আল জুয়া ওয়া রাফা'না আন বুতুনিনা আন হাজারিন হাজার ফারাফা রাসূলুল্লাহ সাল্লাল্লাহু আলাইহি ওয়াসাল্লাম আন বাতনিহি হাজারাইন
Madani channel has millions of viewers worldwide and on almost 6 satellites. This is perhaps the biggest Islamic channel aired all over the world. If you have not been able to watch Madani channel yet, then definitely watch Madani channel. And yes, in recent days, some more splendid inventions have occurred on Madani channel. Some more splendid additions have been made. Kids Madani channel has been launched so that children can watch their broadcasts at their specific time. And when we introduced cartoons in Kids Madani channel, they performed excellently. Alhamdulillah. We have a YouTube channel by the name of Kids Land. And when we released these cartoons worldwide, it started having such an impact that it receives approximately 60 to 70 million views. Yes, then in the Urdu language, Arabic language, English, and now, Alhamdulillah, in different languages of the world, people are watching our cartoons worldwide. Children are watching and learning religion from it and learning sunan and etiquettes as well.
Allah ke Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ne irshad farmaya, farz namaz ke baad sabse afzal namaz raat mein padhi jane wali namaz hai. Ab kya karna hai? Tahajjud ka alarm lagana hai.
Who will be the teacher? Who will be the teacher? Who will be the teacher?
Be quiet, everyone. All the kids, be quiet now. And everyone, open your notebooks now. In today's lesson, our teacher or literacy.
What?
ফয়জান ভাই, পশুদের মধ্যে লড়াই লাগানো অনেক খারাপ কাজ। মাওলানা আমজাদ আলী আজমি রহমাতুল্লাহি আলাই বাহার শরীয়তে লিখেছেন, যার সারমর্ম পশুদের লড়াই লাগানো যেভাবে মানুষ মুরগির, গরু, ছাগল ইত্যাদির লড়াই লাগায়, এগুলো হারাম আর এগুলোর তামাশা দেখাও না জায়েজ।
মান আমরু ইয়া সাদিকি ইউসাইদ, লিমাযা আনতা হাযিন, মাযা তাতাহাদাসানি আন হাযিহি আন-নাবাতাত, হাইয়া আখবিরানা মান আমর, انتما ماذا فعلتما؟ ها؟ هل تعلمان أن هذا الأصيص انكسر أثناء لعبكما؟ ولذلك تضررت هذه النبتة وتأثرت به النباتات الأخرى أيضا.
كنيس فاطمة، what did you do? Tijdens het eten mag er geen geluid komen uit uw mond.
Oké, broeder Ghulam Rasool, ik zal erop letten.
Sunnati ada bisiklata Ghulam Rasool, Ghulam Rasool.
Let me tell you another thing here about how Madani Channel is impacting the society. Now, various international airlines are taking Madani Channel's programs. Different social media platforms, alhamdulillah, are requesting Madani Channel's programs from us. In many schools around the world, our children's clips or children's broadcasts are being requested as they want to include them in their syllabus. So day by day, by the mercy of Allah, these products of Madani Channel are being watched worldwide. And by the mercy of Allah, it is also creating an impact. Now let us move forward and talk about social media. Who is there who does not have a mobile phone in hand? Now almost every person has social media. So now Dawat-e-Islami has established a splendid social media department. In fact, let me say that perhaps no religious organization has such a huge social media department as Dawat-e-Islami has. And you will be pleased to know that at present, Dawat-e-Islami clips, videos and posts are being published on almost all platforms. And you will also be pleased to know that, alhamdulillah, we have more than 60 million likes, subscribers or followers. Alhamdulillah, if we combine all together, our clips and posts are viewed and shared in millions and billions. Which social media platform is there where Dawat-e-Islami does not have different pages or channels? Whether it is Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, X or even many other platforms, Dawat-e-Islami social media department is conveying the message of Allah Almighty and His Messenger in a beautiful manner, in a positive way, in the style of public service messages. If you have not yet subscribed to Dawat-e-Islami various social media accounts, then you should also subscribe to them. Through this very mobile phone, if you wish, you can watch virtuous content. Or through this very mobile phone, people are also watching sinful things. Remember, the mobile phone is mine. In this mobile phone, I should watch what improves my hereafter, not what ruins my hereafter.
ہے کرم اس پر خدا پاک کا ہے کرم اس پر خدا پاک کا دعوت اسلامی سے پیار ہے
Dear viewers, another excellence of Dawat-e-Islami is that wherever it steps foot, it achieves excellence. Subhanallah, Dawat-e-Islami has a department called Maktabatul Madina, which is Dawat-e-Islami's publishing department where books are printed. Nowadays, people say there is no interest in reading religious books, and now the digital era has arrived. People do not buy books, rather they read them online. The point is valid, but you will be surprised to know that Dawat-e-Islami's Maktabatul Madina sells books worth tens of millions of rupees every month. Alhamdulillah, people all over the world are reading these books, acquiring them and gifting them to each other. And the excellent thing is that, alhamdulillah, translations are being done in around 45 languages. Yes, translations are available in around 45 languages. Religious books are being printed in different languages of the world. When we used to see earlier, the first edition of books, especially religious books, used to be of 1,000 or 2,000 copies. Several books of Maktabatul Madina have their first edition itself of 50,000 or 100,000 copies. And alhamdulillah, several editions of those have already been printed. So, dear viewers, this is Dawat-e-Islami's Maktabatul Madina. And yes, Maktabatul Madina has also also developed its excellent digital e-commerce website. Wherever you are in the world, you can purchase books from our website. You can purchase online and the procedure will be visible on your screen. Move forward, this is a great gift. A book is the best friend. So acquire books, read religious books. Whether it is the exegesis of the Holy Quran, its translation, or books on many topics, Dawat Islami's Maktabatul Madina is presenting them to us. So you should also definitely visit the website of Maktabatul Madina and make sure to purchase something for yourself.
महकता है ये गुलशिकान मक्तबतुल मदीना मक्तबतुल मदीना मक्तबतुल मदीना मक्तबतुल मदीना मक्तबतुल मदीना मक्तबतुल मदीना.
Dear viewers, now let us talk about Dawat Islami's welfare department. And that welfare department is FGRF, Faizan Global Relief Foundation. Although Dawat Islami has been serving the distressed Muslims for many years, but after the arrival of FGRF, it has achieved remarkable success. Subhanallah, remember that when COVID arrived from that very time, Alhamdulillah, FGRF started. It is not an old department. Within 5 years, what FGRF has accomplished is being recognized worldwide. Prestigious institutions are giving awards. Alhamdulillah, national and international organizations are recognizing it, and the reason for this is that Dawat Islami's footprint is quite remarkable. Dawat Islami has a large number of followers all over the world, so reacting and carrying out welfare work becomes very quick and very easy for us. Let us talk about some major welfare activities. Dawat Islami has a department under FGRF called Disaster Management, which operates under it. Whenever a calamity or hardship strikes anywhere in the world, Alhamdulillah, after consultation and Shari guidance, we try to help the distressed Muslims there. Let us start with the time when COVID arrived. Cash distribution was done among approximately 10 million devotees of the Holy Prophet, or ration supplies or cooked food was delivered. During this period, another disaster began, which was the shortage of blood for children suffering from thalassemia. This work started from that time, and approximately 80,000 blood bags have been delivered to these patients till now. Moving forward after this, there was the issue of rainfall in Karachi. A severe flood occurred in Pakistan. Whether it was Sindh, Balochistan, or Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, assistance was provided to these Muslims. Thousands of houses were built and handed over. Seeds and fertilizers were given for millions of acres of land, and dewatering work was done on a large scale to remove water from vast areas. Billions of rupees were donated for flood relief. Millions of rupees in cash were also distributed to help these distressed Muslims. During that particular time, while helping in this calamity, a devastating earthquake struck Turkey and Syria. And Alhamdulillah, your Dawat-e-Islami's FGRF department did wonders. Billions of rupees in aid were provided for the Muslims of Turkey and Syria. Then moving forward, there is the issue of suffering in Palestine and Gaza.
All Muslims at this moment should pay attention to the fact that our Muslim brothers are waiting for our help. Open the mouths of your treasures and help the oppressed Muslims of Palestine.
Which Muslim's heart is not in pain? FGRF is present there as well, and we also have many great plans ahead for helping the Muslims of Gaza. On 21st January, Dawat-e-Islami's FGRF department sent two large containers for Palestine for the Muslims of Gaza. Today, we also had some meetings at other embassies. We have also met with the Pakistani ambassadors, and inshallah, we are planning to carry out some concrete work, including rehabilitation efforts and building their homes. So the work is about to begin. Then inshallah, we will carry out work on a large scale.
Pareshaniyan inko ghere huwe hain, ye aqa ki dukhiyari ummat hai ya rab. Pareshaniyan inko ghere huwe hain, ho khidmat mein ki बसर तेरी खातिर हो खिदमत में इनकी बसर तेरी खातिर रिजा वाली बस एक वो शाम मुझसे ले ले रिजा वाली बस एक वो शाम मुझसे ले ले.
By Allah Almighty's mercy, during this period, we also planned something else. As treatment is becoming very expensive, especially in our homeland, Pakistan. So, Alhamdulillah, a Madani healthcare unit was established. After that, Madani clinics were set up in various areas of Karachi. And then a mobile van was also created, which is providing free treatment to Muslims in remote areas. During this time, it was also realized that there is a great need for rehabilitation for those distressed Muslims who have disabled children. There are very few institutions for this in Pakistan. So, Alhamdulillah, two branches were established in Karachi, followed by one in Lahore and one in Faisalabad. Thousands of such children are receiving treatment and rehabilitation through FGRF. And yes, there are many who have experienced a remarkable change in their lives. Would you like to see this joyful scene? Let us show you some scenes. See, when the children came to us, what was their condition? And today, after rehabilitation and proper therapy, they are able to walk. Yes, they have started speaking. When Sadia first came to us, what was her condition and what is her condition now?
Tu razi ho jisse wo kaam mujhe se le le.
How much joy must be in her parents' eyes? How much happiness must have entered their hearts? And this is the work of FGRF to bring joy into the hearts of distressed Muslims.
Pasand hai wo kaam mujhe se le le. Tujhe jo pasand hai wo kaam mujhe se le le. Ye aqa ki dukhiyari ummat hai ya rab, pareshaniyan inko ghere hue
hain. Alhamdulillah, under FGRF, another remarkable initiative was taken, and that is working on the environment. The climate changes are before you. Climate disorder is in front of you. The climate is changing rapidly worldwide, and because of this change, a dire situation is being faced. And researchers point out that one of the major causes is the cutting down of forests and the reduction in trees. Alhamdulillah, this need was recognized, and by Allah Almighty's mercy, FGRF raised the slogan, plant a sapling, grow a tree.
Them care, plant a tree, let's plant a tree. Plant a tree, let's plant a tree.
Nearly 3 million saplings have been planted, and among them, there are hundreds of thousands that are now entering the stage of becoming trees. So, inshallah, we will continue this work. Your help is also needed. Why don't all of us devotees of the Holy Prophet make an intention to plant at least one sapling each? And by nurturing this plant into a tree, not only will our country, but the entire world will become green and flourishing, inshallah.
They give us oxygen, they give us air, we give them love, we give them care. Plant a tree, let's plant a tree. Plant a tree, let's
plant a sapling, grow a tree. Dear viewers, another great initiative. So people often say, it is better to teach someone how to fish than to feed them fish. While there are many departments of Dawati Islami that, Alhamdulillah, help provide employment opportunities for our Islamic brothers after they receive training, be it Madrasatul Madinah, Jamiatul Madinah, or Darul Madinah. But alongside this, a special department has been created called SEP, Skill Enhancement Program. What is this? In this program, Alhamdulillah, various international languages are taught. Arabic is taught, English is taught, and now even Turkish and Chinese languages are also being taught. Furthermore, for those people of the world who do not know, Urdu efforts are also being made to teach them Urdu. And along with this, there are advanced computer courses. Whether it is artificial intelligence, soft skills, computer designing, or website creation, there are numerous skills and many courses that are taught with international certifications. Alhamdulillah, these courses are provided to our Islamic brothers, who are students becoming scholars or other devotees of the Prophet, so that job opportunities open up for them in other institutions as well. And not only would they earn a halal livelihood by working there, but they would also be able to present the invitation towards righteousness by going there. FGRF also has many future plans. Alhamdulillah, we are constructing a magnificent Madani home in Karachi for the care of orphans, which is almost in the final stages of completion. This Madani home is being built with a cost of 10 million rupees. Then another branch will soon be opened in Faisalabad. And in this Madani home, orphaned and parentless children will be taken care of. They will receive state-of-the-art religious and academic education. And inshallah, they will be turned into the best individuals in society as well as religious scholars. And subhanallah, remember that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said about those who who take care of orphans, whose gist is, in paradise, he and I will be together like this. The Holy Prophet will take him along to paradise. So if you also wish to take care of orphans, serve parentless children and contribute to this virtuous cause, please contact the FGRF department of your Dawat-e-Islami.
Faizan Global Relief Foundation, FGRF. Faizan Global Relief Foundation, we serve humanity. We serve humanity by the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Dear viewers, to manage such a large structure of Dawat-e-Islami, there are millions of volunteers worldwide, along with nearly 55,000 employees. These are the individuals whose salaries are paid by Dawat-e-Islami, and you will be amazed to know that our approximate monthly salary expenditure worldwide amounts to around 1.4 billion rupees. This means that Dawat-e-Islami pays 1.4 billion rupees monthly solely for employee salaries, and the other expenses are, as you can imagine, quite significant. So support Dawat-e-Islami. And yes, let me tell you, this documentary you have watched are just the highlights. Dawat-e-Islami has around 100 departments. Perhaps I have spoken about around 15 departments in this documentary. So think about how much bigger this work is with the remaining departments. Dawat-e-Islami cannot be described in a few words. Dear viewers, do not observe Dawat-e-Islami from afar. Rather, join Dawat-e-Islami and witness it. You will also feel freshness in your soul and blessings in your spirituality. When you become a part of this work, which is being done with sincerity, you will learn a lot. Let us all come together and become a part of this great caravan of Dawat-e-Islami and engage in making efforts to improve our hereafter. The Madani aim of Dawat-e-Islami is that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Long live Dawat-e-Islami.
Dawat-e-Islami hai, ye Dawat-e-Islami hai. Dawat-e-Islami hai, ye Dawat-e-Islami hai.